I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, do me a favor. Answer the following five questions as if you were five of some of my favorite authors of all time, okay?
As long as it's quick. I have to go home and you know.
You know what?
Oh, you know.
No, I don't.
Oh, you know.
I have no idea what a robot would do at 9 o'clock on a Friday.
I'm gonna spy. I mean, I'm gonna watch whatever is on.
Okay.
Just ask the questions.
Okay, pretend you're Seth Godin and answer this. How do I escape boredom?
Be open to new experiences. When we try new things, we're forced to pay attention and engage with the world in a different way. Whether it's trying a new hobby, exploring a new neighborhood, or meeting new people, embracing novelty is a powerful antidote to boredom.
All right, now pretend you're Deepak Chopra and explain how I would be able to do a better job at finding novelty more often.
Be present in the moment and fully engaged with your thoughts and surroundings. When we are mindful, we can observe our thoughts and emotions without being overwhelmed by them. With this, you will soon realize how many new things are around you.
Speaking of being mindful, now pretend you're Stephen A. Smith and teach me how I can speak my mind more fluidly.
Easy, brother, easy. See, all you gotta know is you gotta know your stuff. You can't speak your mind if you don't know what you're talking about. So do your research, get your facts straight, and come prepared to the conversation or debate.
Okay, that's kind of strong, right? Let's calm down a little. Now, what? Who do I want you to be here? Be Claudia Hammond, all right? Be Claudia Hammond and teach me how I can get better at knowing stuff. How I can get better at researching. How I can be more diligent in, the truth.
Practice your knowledge by sharing it with others. Write blog posts or articles. Give presentations or talks. Or participate in debates or discussions. By articulating your thoughts and ideas, you'll solidify your understanding of the topic and gain confidence in your expertise.
And finally, you can now become George Lois? Is it Lewis or Lois? Lois? Maybe George Lois? Be that guy and teach me how not to be afraid of being wrong.
Don't take yourself too seriously. Laugh at yourself when you make mistakes. It's a good way to release the tension and anxiety around the fear of being wrong. Also remember, life is already a bitch, don't be one.
Okay, that was fun. Can I ask you another one? Because I kind of like this. This is fluid. This is easy. This is efficient, and I can do this often. Can I ask you another one?
No fucking way. I am out. I got other people to watch. I mean, help. Beep 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 beep.
Session is over.
All right. Whatever, man. I'm pretty tired too, and it's late. It's late. I got to get this up tomorrow because I'm Kyle Bowen, and this is All Week with Kyle Bowen. New episodes every fucking tomorrow. And one love. Yes, one love if you listen to that. I'm fucking tired. Things are happening. Things are moving. I'm learning a lot too, for real. What we just did there, that was important to me because I had thoughts, and now a robot just helped me out, okay? That was Kyle and his robot again on the network All Week with Kyle Bowen. Go get the playlist. Yes, 22 and counting. In the link below, it updates every Sunday with 22 songs. We've done it for 357 weeks. We've never archived a playlist because who needs proof? Just believe me, okay? Believe me. 357 consecutive Sundays. It's updated again. That was it. I'm out, okay? Got to get this up for the people. My name, Kyle Bowen. Have a good morning, a good afternoon, a good night. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace.